Now.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Police in Sydney say a man stabbed at least five people to death at a busy shopping center before he was fatally shot, leaving multiple people, including a small child, injured. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Police say the suspect attacked nine people at the Westfield Shopping Center in Bundy Junction, which is in the city's eastern suburbs, before a police inspector shot him after he turned and raised a knife. Vernon Michael is a witness.
We're just grateful because, like, literally 2 minutes before that, we were sitting right where it happened, where the first lady got stabbed. So, and I don't know, apparently she didn't, I don't know how she is, but yeah.
Assistant Police Commissioner Anthony Cook said he believed that the suspect acted alone and there was no continuing threat. Cook said that the police inspector was alone when she confronted the suspect and engaged him soon after her arrival on the scene, saving a range of people's lives. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The drying up of Western military support for Ukraine in recent months has left the city of Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Just 18 miles from the Russian border, a missile can reach the city in under a minute. Western military support has dried up in recent months. A vital U.S. military aid package has been stuck in Congress amid Republican resistance, leading Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his appeal for more air defense supplies, and this week said almost a quarter of Kharkiv has been destroyed. He's accused Russia of reducing the city to rubble to clear the way for troops to advance. With Russia intensifying aerial assaults on Ukraine's power network in recent weeks, Kharkiv has suffered rolling blackouts lasting up to 12 hours a day.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. This is VOA News. Thousands continue to flee Myanmar to Thailand a day after a strategically vital town near the border fell to anti-junta opposition fighters. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
A stream of people from Myanmar continued to cross over to Thailand early on Friday, a day after the strategic town of Miawadi fell to anti-junta resistance that is growing in strength. The adjoining Thai city of Mae Su has seen almost 4,000 cross the border daily, a doubling of usual numbers as fighting in Myanmar intensifies. Those escaping fear junta airstrikes.
I am afraid. I feel safer on this side of the border.
They can't bomb Thailand.
The loss of Miawadi robs the junta of vital earnings and trade while strengthening rebel groups such as the Karen National Union, analysts say.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Commandos from Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard have rappelled down onto a container ship near the Strait of Hormuz and seized the vessel. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency acknowledged the seizure after a video seen by the Associated Press showed the commandos raiding the ship Saturday, an attack a Mideast defense official attributed to Iran amid wider tensions between Tehran and the West. The video showed the attack earlier reported by the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations, which described the vessel as being, quote, seized by regional authorities in the Gulf of Oman off the Emirati port city, without elaborating. Several people have died after storms in flooded parts of Kenya. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
The UN says heavy rains pounding different parts of Kenya have led to the deaths of over a dozen people and displaced some 15,000. Forecasters warn the more rains can be expected until June. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, citing the Kenya Red Cross Society, says nearly 20,000 people have been affected, including an estimated 15,000 displaced. The East African country has seen thousands of people killed by flooding in previous rainy seasons, mostly in the lake region and downstream of major rivers. The Kenya Red Cross Society has told the AP that five major roads have been cut off by floods. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Pakistani police are searching for gunmen who killed nine people after abducting them from a bus on a highway in the country's southwest. The abduction took place Friday in Balochistan province, which has been long the scene of a separatist insurgency. Police say the gunmen stopped the bus, went through the passengers' ID cards, and took nine people with them. Police later recovered the bodies under a bridge. Police said the gunmen had earlier opened fire at a vehicle that failed to stop for their blockade, killing two people. Abductions are rare in Balochistan, where militants usually target security forces or infrastructure. I'm Alexis Strope.